T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Should primary elections in Nevada be open to all candidates and voters regardless of party? When Democrats want to use a primary to decide who their candidate will be to run against a given Republican, should Republicans help them decide who that Democrat candidate should be? Conversely, when Republicans want to use a primary to decide who their candidate will be to run against a given Democrat, should Democrats help to decide who that Republican candidate should be? The common sense answer to all of these questions should be an obvious no, but that is exactly what Nevada State Senator Ben Kiekhafer of Reno is proposing. He wants all voters, partisan and nonpartisan, to be able to vote in all primary races. This, of course, negates any ability of parties to decide who's going to represent them. But wait, that's not all. Under the proposal put forth by the state senator, the top two vote-getters in the primary will run against each other in the general election. That means if the two top vote-getters are Democrats, the only choice voters will have for that office in the general election will be one of two Democrats. Obviously, if the top two vote-getters in the primary are Republicans, the only choice voters will have in the general election will be between two Republicans. Now, this is the same unfair system that's been initiated in California and hinders Republican candidates up and down the ballot. The senator says the appeal of this kind of system is its simplicity. In fact, it is very simplistic, but it is also a problem for allowing parties to pick the candidates who best represent their points of view. Kiekhafer's feeling is that if you are a registered nonpartisan, you don't have the opportunity to pick the candidates of the various parties. And he is correct. In other words, if you choose to register as a nonpartisan or as an independent, not affiliated with any given political party, that's your right. But that means that you forego the right to determine who any given party chooses to nominate for any specific office. The point of a nonpartisan is to claim that they don't want to be affiliated with any particular political party because they don't identify with the philosophy or goals of any particular party. But that also means that as a nonpartisan, you only vote in primary elections for nonpartisan offices. Why should a registered nonpartisan or other party candidate dictate who represents a separate political party? The senator says that his proposal would treat everyone equally, and that makes no sense whatsoever. Everyone is treated equally under the present system. Minority parties vote for their own candidates, as do the majority parties. Where is the inequality? The proposal needs to gather over 97,000 signatures to qualify for the state legislature to consider it or for it to go to voters in the 2022 ballot. Democrats and Republicans should stand united in rejecting this ill-thought-out concept. One party or the other might think this would help them get a leg up in a future election, and it might. But like so many other well-intended but flawed ideas, it could easily come back to bite that party. Kiekhafer's proposal is a solution in search of a problem. The current state of Nevada primary elections is and has been working fairly for all involved. It works well for all political parties and even for those who register as nonpartisan. If you want to vote for a given political party candidate in a primary, register with that party. If not, let the members of that political party decide who they want to represent them in the general election. That is the fairest way to approach primary elections. Kiekhafer's proposal is pathetically flawed and should be rejected out of hand. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.